This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, we're already 1 hour into the coverage of Houston. We have a problem. Clown World. It's the third round this night. It's only one night, 10 candidates and tons of laughs. So you realize how dangerous they are and who they work for. That is coming up right now. We're in live coverage, but we're going to be here right through 11 o'clock tonight. The debate goes from 7 until close to 10 o'clock, and we're going to open the phones up this evening. And we are going to, again, have coverage that officially is already kicked off, but we'll be live right after the War Room at 6. I'll be here. Robert Barnes is going to be here. Of course, we're going to have Will Johnson on. We're going to have Tom Papert as part of the breakdown and so much more. But I really am going to be good because I'm the worst person around here about getting fired up and wanting to make every point. I'm going to write notes and not interrupt as much. And I'm going to, again, work in a lot of your calls that will be obviously waiting. And then, I guess when I kind of direct this, when I choose that we've already heard this answer over and over again, and it's some mindless point, we'll fade down the dumbbell and take a call or so. But this is going to be a bloodbath, and obviously we're going to be going heavily to a political bloodbath. We try to say we're being violent. That's a figure of speech and metaphor. I know our audience knows that, but the left will take it out of context. We're obviously, when Elizabeth Warren's talking, she's been going after old bloody eyes, old Biden. So we're going to be showing them pull their knives out for who they see as the Julius Caesar that's got to be dispatched. And we'll be making predictions with Robert Barnes, who's been stunningly accurate. Owen's predictions have been excellent as well. But Barnes is a gambler. He does sports gambling some, but he mainly does political gambling, and is admittedly the biggest winner in the 2016 election. Just on Irish bets, he made like $400,000 and a bunch of bets here. And so he's going to be handicapping this whole thing with us coming up later in the hour. And we've got a bunch of other guests as well. I am not a gambler in money or in chips or things like poker. I mean, I have played poker games before for a few hundred bucks in the pot. But I gamble my life. I gamble my name, my treasure, my very soul and will to defeat the globalist. And so all of us gamble. You know, you gamble when you decide to marry a woman. You gamble when you decide to try to climb a mountain. You gamble when you invest in business. But as long as you're doing things for what you think's right, really that's all that matters at the end of the day is the action you take and really who you are. The destination is the journey, ladies and gentlemen. That really is so true. So Robert Barnes coming up. Brandon Tatum is with the great folks over at Turning Point USA, and he's also one of the folks over there that isn't scared of the info war. You know, he understands that's all them trying to demonize what they know is effective. So I always like to hear from him. He's going to pop in, and then Matt Bracken's always informative. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour. I'll probably host some of that with him as well today. But start your engines, because I'm going to move quickly. I'm going to move quickly in the next two segments to hit as much news as possible. And I've actually been reaching some of my goals to get the show back to sort of its better days. I mean, we do some things better than we used to, but other things worse. A lot of that's because of me. So I'm going to try to blitz through more news. I've been getting to more calls, more days, getting to more of your calls. Still not optimum, but it's way better than I was. And so I really have it on my heart and my soul to just up my game. And so I'm exercising more, I'm eating healthier, I'm taking the supplements, and I've been doing that about 3 weeks now, and it's like a fog has lifted, because I give some great advice, but it isn't easy to give advice. It's easy to talk the talk, it's hard to walk the walk, but I've been doing it, so thank you all for your prayers and your support and the crew putting up with me as well, because sometimes we really reach the heights and sometimes I reach the depths, and that's all part of the reality, though, of this real world, that we're just flesh and blood. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood. That's why all the studies are out. I'll hit. You need friends. You need family. You need communication. You're empowered by having a cat, having a dog, having a child. They make it as hard as they can to not have that dog or have that child. Just have people and things you love and things you take care of and things that take care of you. It's all about love, isn't it? But real love is being willing to get attacked and take action and go through a lot of pain for the innocence. But in the end, it empowers you, doesn't it?
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Live, raw, and unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
PewDiePie has over 100 billion views last time I checked on one YouTube channel. On all his platforms, he's got about, that I've looked at last time, this was months ago, about 150 million views. And that's with Google always cheating you on your views. You know, we get up to 3 billion views and they downgrade it to 2 billion views. And on all our channels, we had about 5 billion they admitted to. Count all the other channels, you know, 10 billion views, whatever. Number one Joe Rogan podcast ever. My point is that every time we're allowed to get on the field, or let's use a NASCAR analogy, you let my team, my car, get on the track, we have won more races politically, we've gotten more checkered flags, we've been popping the champagne more times than anybody in political media. When it comes to video and audio, Drudge is the king when it comes to the amount of clicks. But it's not about who's number one. I just want to beat the globalist. But PewDiePie is something completely different. He has more views than basically everyone combined, period. And if he ever gets political on the side of liberty, it is going to destroy the globalists. And that's why I have a message to PewDiePie. They're never going to let you continue to operate as a maverick. And that's why they continue to make up that he's a white supremacist. And that, and as they've done that the last few years, it's gotten him more patriot, more anti-globalist. And I know a lot of people that know him behind the scenes. I'm just going to leave it at that. The guy is the opposite of a, quote, racist, but he is Swedish. He's got blonde hair, blue eyes. That's a big trigger for the left. And, again, he's got more views than Netflix gets in a year. I mean, it's ridiculous. And so they're scared of him. And let me tell you, every time he's plugged InfoWars, he's done it 5 or 6 times. I mean, I'm like, why does the website have double the traffic this week? It's unbelievable. So PewDiePie just cucked the ADL. We're going to cover that in a moment. But first, this is an important report I've been wanting to get to. And so let's go ahead and get to this report. Democratic socialism is a cancer. Well, yeah, not that one. We'll get to that too later. Populism critics are professional deviants. That's a great point, because populism means the people. You know, wow. I mean, we don't want these global populist movements. We want big billionaires and ruthless technocrats with the chi-coms to tell us what to do. Yay, China. Hope you can stop Trump. Hope you can stop Boris Johnson. Hope you can stop Bolsonaro. What? You're the record skip? So here's that report.
It's always the people that have less than zero room to talk that come barreling out of nowhere to attack President Trump with cartloads of bullshit. Whether it's Mick Jagger, who recently blamed Trump for tearing apart environment controls when America should be setting the standard for the world. Of course, his royal satanic majesty doesn't understand that those controls include something found in the fine print of the UN climate summit known as loss and damage, where the United States and other developed countries would essentially actually pay up to undeveloped countries for any damage incurred by CO2 emissions determined by UN climate scientists. A quick way to spiral the United States into an economic collapse. But who can expect the Satanist who made a film with Crowley acolyte Kenneth Anger and future Manson murderer Bobby Bosalil to understand anything outside of what his social circle of vampires tells him? And then there's former South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford, who has announced that he will run as a Republican against Trump. Sanford went on to attack Trump for his transgressions, while brushing aside the fact that he covered up an affair he was having with his Argentinian mistress by claiming he had been hiking the Appalachian Trail.
I developed a relationship with a... started as a dear friend from Argentina.
Add to this motley crew, disgraced former Trump press secretary Anthony Scaramucci, who is desperately clinging to his 15 minutes of fame.
He's going after individual private...
Who's a fascist?
Trump.
Is a fascist?
Oh, the first thing in the fascist manifesto...
What is that?
...is going after private citizens using your political power.
Yes. Here's my question to you.
See, because the minute
you're
you say something
used,
out of line...
Do you realize you're getting used by the media? By CNN, MSNBC? Do you realize when they have...
Not at all.
To bash the president. They're using...
Bashing the president? No, we're going to work on getting him defeated.
Because they hate
you. No, it's not about...
The media hates you, but now they love you because you're hitting the president.
Yes. And then there's the field of Democratic candidate madness, towing the same cringeworthy attacks we have all grown to loathe.
But if Donald Trump is reelected, Freudian slip...
As this man tries to divide us and demean Americans and degrade Americans and pit us against each other, it is time for us, it's time for us as Democrats to remember who we are.
I mean, what are you going to do in the next 1 year to diminish the mentally retarded action of this guy?
Well said. Someone at your town hall that we were at yesterday called the current president, President Trump, mentally retarded. What do you make of that? There's video on social media.
It's an incredibly offensive term.
Well said.
Even the almighty king of morality and truth, Snopes founder David Mickelson, allegedly embezzled $98,000 for prostitutes during his divorce. I ask you, has any decent person stood up in opposition to President Trump's populist uprising? John Bound reported.
I wanted to play that report because you look at Cory Booker and Kamala Harris and Anthony Scaramucci, and they're viciously lying about Trump and his supporters and calling it fascist if Trump then responds back and says someone's a liar. I mean, Trump said Scaramucci only worked for us 13 days. He didn't do a very good job. That's why we got rid of him. And now he's trying to get attention for himself because he's a loser. That's Trump's response to just, Trump's a fascist. He's Hitler. Get rid of him. He's mentally ill. He hates, you know, everybody. He's a racist. Well, did you ever hear him say something racist? Well, no. And then Cory Booker, they're trying to divide us. They're trying to, that's their playbook. It's in the WikiLeaks that Hillary was trying to create racial division and division between men and women. She's a ruthless pig. You know, all the things about Hillary, representing child molesters on purpose and making jokes about it, and just all the things she's done, overthrowing countries, murdering millions, tripling the sanctions on Iraq, killed a million children. Madeleine Albright, when it was a half million, said it was a good price to pay. These are admissions. Is that it's well known and it's been in the news, Hillary never tips. And I'm just explaining. Studies show liberals don't tip as big as conservatives. Look it up. Liberals don't donate as much as conservatives. Liberals virtue signal, though. They steal more. They lie more. And now she goes around at art exhibits all over the world. She's done it in the U.S. Now she's doing it in Italy. And she poses as the president. And you look at her, she's a satanic zombie. I'm digressing. Let's get back to PewDiePie. Fans furious after PewDiePie donates $50,000 to the ADL. Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger gave $1 million to the ADL, and then they stopped saying he was a Nazi back in the 80s. You know, Arnold was buddies with Kurt Waldheim, an SS officer who actually rounded up Jews, and he wears Hitler outfits. It's well known. He said he loved Hitler to Rolling Stone, quoted. He bought the extra footage that was never aired from Pumping Iron because he praised Hitler in Pumping Iron in the extras they were going to put out. Nice form of extortion, though, the filmmakers. He bought it for millions. So he went to the ADL and paid him off. Pootie Pie, they call a Nazi for no reason because he's got 100-and-something billion views, and it's growing, and they're jealous. So the ADL's always attacking him, calling for him to be taken off the Internet. So he gave him $50,000 or started to. There was a big backlash. ADL didn't thank him. And so he said, screw you, I'll take the money back. A great way to chump the ADL. The ADL with Abe Foxman discredited itself so bad, lost a bunch of lawsuits, got caught breaking into police stations to get files on people. And the ADL is a leftist group trying to use what happened to the Jews in the Holocaust to project it onto the American people and to make us all guilty. Hey, we kicked Hitler's ass, ADL. And so you trying to tell us all we're Nazis isn't going to hunt. By the way, they're trying, though. Right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. We're going to get to the false numbers on the other side as they try to sell you this, that right-wingers and white people are terrorists. Boy, doesn't that sound racist? I mean, this is the left going pure racial politics to divide us while telling us that we're, when we try to unify people, that we're dividing. I love people of every color, according to their deeds, like Martin Luther King rightfully said.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I almost forgot some exciting news. I've been so focused on all the breaking news across the country, from Texas to New York to Illinois to California, confirming in court and in Congress in D.C., that children are being kept alive illegally all over the world, not just here, and their organs are being harvested. Yes, it's horrific, but we knew this a long time ago. Now it's coming out, and that's why the Satanists and their minions are trying to really intimidate and bully everybody right now, because they can feel the heat, the searing light of publicity, like high noon vaporizing Count Dracula. Now, President Trump tweeted Paul Joseph Watson's great news site, Summit.news. And I was talking to Paul this morning. Paul said, yeah, we've gotten over 1 million visitors from it. So thanks to President Trump. Ship-carrying climate change warriors concerned about melting Arctic ice get stuck in the ice. And, of course, right now is the end of summer. This is the peak time in the Arctic, the North Pole, and the Northern Passage. And there are big Russian nuclear-powered icebreakers that the West uses, that Russia uses. Now, that through most of the year, they actually keep it open. They keep it open in the middle of the winter if they want. There's a few months they usually take off. And these big, giant nuclear-powered evil Russians keep that northern passage all the way around the North Pole broken open. Well, some leftists wanted to go stage an event, because they do this every summer, and they show melting glaciers collapsing at the end of summer. That's why you always have had the icebergs, sometimes giant ones, you know, the size of a city, from Antarctica to the south or Arctic to the north, float sometimes. There have been cases where they've seen them all the way up by Brazil's coast from the Arctic or from the Antarctic, because it'll break off and be the size of Dallas, was one they said was the size of Dallas years ago. And it, by the time it went a couple thousand miles north up to Brazil, it was still huge, though a lot smaller. And the media always points at it and says, look at that. Look at that. It's all melting. Well, that's because the Arctic and the Antarctic get smaller in the summer, bigger in the winter. Now, I know all of you know that, but they'll show all the time to school kids. They were showing it. You know, my kids saw some TV program. My middle daughter was asking last week. She goes, Dad, they showed a satellite, because she'd heard me talk about how the ice caps are actually the biggest ever recorded right now, which they are. They'll have been recording them, though, for a couple hundred years. And she heard me saying, oh, that's all bull. She said, but they showed it shrinking. And I said, honey, that was a time lapse of the summer. And I went online and showed her how they run the scams. And it, what's up with that and other sites, or Monkham sites have it. And it shows the ice caps getting smaller. Well, they show you the ice caps getting smaller. And then, of course, the fall comes and winter, they get bigger. That's how that works. And then at many times the northern passage gets completely blocked if the Russians weren't going back and forth with these gigantic nuclear-powered icebreakers, which are amazing in and of themselves. I watched a documentary about that just a few weeks ago. Actually, my daughter was asking about it. I went and showed her this. And then she went, what's that? It was an RT show about icebreakers. And all of a sudden, she got obsessed with icebreakers. And next, we were watching northern military convoys and the race to the Arctic and the U.S. and the Russians sending in forces to the Arctic. And we spent like an hour at the computer watching it. But I'm digressing. It is riveting stuff. Ship-carrying climate change warriors concerned about melting Arctic ice, gets stuck in the ice. And it goes on, Arctic tour ship, MS Malmo, with 16 passengers on board, got stuck September 3rd. And it goes on, of the archipelago reports Maritime Bulletin, the ship is on Arctic tour with climate change documentary team film and tourists concerned that climate change and melting ice. Now, again, the average person goes, the Arctic's melting. It's always melting in the summer. It's expanding in the colder months. Something's very wrong with Arctic ice. Instead of melting, as ordered by the UN, it captured the ship with climate change warriors. So now they've got a Russian icebreaker on the way at the end of summer to save them out of it, because they all wanted to go. Here's a shot of it. They all wanted to go show this and be heroes and show you melting ice, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen, ladies and gentlemen, because the ice is thicker than it's ever been right now. So there it is. Trump retweeted a ship carrying passengers who introduced and included a group of climate change warriors who were concerned about melting Arctic ice got stuck in the ice halfway between Norway and the North Pole. Summit.news. So there you go. We're going to go to break, and we're going to have Robert Barnes here in studio with us. We're going to cover the waterfront of a ton of news. But first, we're going to get him, who he is the most successful famous sports gambler. He is going to, not sports gambler, he does that too, political gambler. So we are teleprompter free here, ladies and gentlemen. So he is going to be in studio with us coming up for the balance of the transmission, including tonight, because we're already 2 hours in or so. I mean, really, I guess it started earlier this morning with David Knight, so I guess we're like 4 or 5 hours in to live coverage. It runs right through 11 p.m. tonight. We'll go as long as the crew wants. I'm going to be here, ladies and gentlemen, covering the debate live with Robert Barnes. I'm going to be here with our crew on the ground in Houston. I was thinking about going to Houston myself, and it would be quite an extravaganza, obviously with the left freaking out and having convulsions. There'll be more Democrat debates that I will go to, but I've decided to stay here just because I always go with my gut. And old Gutty Wuddy said, stay right here in the ATX. So I'm going to follow that directive. When I was younger, I never followed my gut, and bad things happened. When I just do what spirit says, it's really spirit, your brain, your spirit connected to your gut, tells you through the gut. The spinal cord has basically continued brain tissue into it. So everybody now understands you follow the gut. That's the subconscious brain. It's the main powerful system, hundreds of times more powerful than your limited conscious focus. But Trump's genius when he said, the most deep thing I ever did was learn to be shallow. Like women's intuition, it's the first approximation. It's not shallow. Your first approximation at a gut level catches all the little manipulations, all the fake camouflage, all the disinfo, and then gives you that deep ancestral knowledge. Kind of like I was standing in my garage, and I got this old, cool African head hanging on the wall. It's like a South African carved wood head. I really like it. But I got a dartboard on the other side. And I was with Pat Riley. We were working out in my garage yesterday. And I said, watch this. I'm just not even going to think about it. I'm not going to try. I'm on the other end of the garage. I throw the dart, three-car garage, between the eyes of it. And I said, watch. And I did it again, this close from each other. I said, I've got a surveillance camera in the garage. I ought to pull that up. I've got it for security, obviously. I have cameras in the house. I actually have it on video. I'm going to pull it. And he goes, yeah. Thousands of ancestors had to throw the rock or the stone just right to kill that animal, or everybody would starve to death. And when you just tune into the programming that's already there, as soon as I tried to hit it from 25 feet away, 30 feet away, I couldn't even hit it. It was hitting around it. But as soon as I just went, watch it. It's like, just, it's incredible. And how do you get dialed into that all the time? Because when you get dialed into that, the spirit, all of it, it's just so powerful. That is the great secret which we all seek. The Satanists only have access to satanic energy, satanic tricks, knowledge of evil. We need knowledge of good. And to do that, we've got to purify ourselves and ask God in to then begin and to handle the power, which is way beyond stuff like that. Band.video is the answer to censorship. Band.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Band.video. Band.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called Band.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at Band.video.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The great Shooter Jennings, bringing us in with Summer of Rage, inspired by this transmission. But that's not bragging. What's exciting is inspiring people with their art, with their soul, to reach out into the world and not be cookie cutters of the globalists. You know, Rob Dude was just reminding me about all these articles that are out and NASA admits they're watching, mysterious object from interstellar space approaching our solar system. And I'd forgotten about C/2019Q4 and some other objects that obviously are not organically occurring. And I'm not somebody that gets into space aliens and things because there's never been really proof. This, ladies and gentlemen, and some of these objects are basically like canisters, like long tubes. And they scan them with radio telescopes, and they've got trajectories that aren't following the way comets come in and go around the sun, because they're on the trajectory they've been caught by it on an elliptical. This is completely different, and it's traveling in, and it's set in just a few months to go by Mars, very close to Earth. So, a lot of stuff going on, and this is the artist rendering of it. The issue is that they've found a bunch of these. So if you're a TV viewer, you can see that. It's tubular, and it turns out that these projectiles are exactly what you would use to encase something. It's exactly what a lot of our scientists have for 60, 70 years have said, where they would mine asteroids, carve them, put an engine in the back, and then that's how you would handle space impacts into the future, instead of having a force field. Because, I mean, if you're going super fast, anywhere near light speed or warping, whatever they come up with, which the equations show they have or could develop, you're going to deal with a lot of particula hitting you. And that's what's going to destroy you. Well, you would build it into an asteroid. So this is something I meant to get to for the last year since they discovered the object. Well, it's making its approach now. And so we're going to be doing more of this in the future, things that we haven't gotten into. So look for that. Never gotten Robert Barnes's take on extraterrestrial life or interdimensional. We'll get to that, too. Also, we're going to get into something I've been mentioning the last hour and a half but haven't hit yet. We need to. This whole lie, I mean, we have the numbers, it's not even true. It is a whopping lie that white men and right-wingers are America's deadliest terrorists. It's all how the FBI doesn't list black-on-white crime or Islamic crime. When they run somebody over in New York, it's not counted as terrorism. So, and I'm not here trying to, you know, keep numbers or anything. It's just they're lying about this. And crime statistics show that white males have one of the lowest crime rates out there. They're not the lowest. Obviously, women are the lowest for physical type crime. And it goes through there. But it's just an incredible lie. So we're going to go over some of that coming up in the next segment. I wanted now to start getting into the debate tonight, and Robert Barnes, who is recognized by the London Guardian, Associate, I mean, many others, as the most successful political gambler out there. He's forecast things way better than, obviously, these fake polls. So we'll go to him in a moment. But please don't forget that we are funding ourselves 90% with listeners buying products at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you just decide to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com, and get water filtration, air filtration, which third parties test it. They go, wow, Jones's Alexa Pure and his Pro Pure are out of the top 50 gravity-fed filters out there. They're at the very top. And they're $100, $200 cheaper than the leading rival that's just as good. Wow, Jones really sells the best filter you can get. Well, Alexa Pure Breeze. Ion filters like this 10 years ago were $1,000. Using submarine technology, all that. And then by the time I started getting smart into my house, they were 800, six, 7 years ago. Well, Alexa Pure came out with their system, and it was back then costing them, you know, $200. It was selling for $300. Then things get cheaper. Cost them $100 to get it. We sell it for $200. I get $50. They get $50. They do deals now where I'm making $30. They're making $30. We got to sell a lot of these. You should have them in every room in your house. They work really great. You can just, you know, every month or so, just to take out the front filter, wash it off, put it right back in. It just goes and goes and goes. You owe it to yourself and your family, and it supports the broadcast. We have the amazing ultimate female force where I got together with the top developers and said, I want the strongest for stamina, weight loss, libido, energy for women. I want to blow women away. Well, I never really launched or promoted it. I've been so busy. This product's been out for a year. It's popular with those that have tried it. You need to try it. Well, guess what? I'm making it really, really easy and simple to do. even though nobody puts $15 worth of product in something like this. They can put $5 in it and blow you away. Herbs are amazing. This has got a bunch of product in it. This was expensive to make. There's a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force with every bottle of Super Male Vitality that's cold-pressed herbs, a similar formula but for men. 50% off Super Male Vitality, free Ultimate Female Force. You cannot beat that deal, and it makes this broadcast possible. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, Robert Barnes, thank you for being here with us. We'll have live coverage throughout the evening of the big debates coming up. Houston, we have a problem. Clown World Part 3. What is your first approximation, and what do you expect to come out of this? I don't know if you're betting on this evening, but last time you and Owen were just like Karnak the Magnificent. Owen was amazing, too. You predicted exactly what was going to happen.
Yeah, so the different odds that are out there, there's odds in the U.S. on. I get a lot of inquiries about where people can make money. Just as like the InfoWars store, you can be healthier, wealthier, and help change the world just by buying products that you want and need for a discounted price that are better than the competitor. The same sort of advantage, anybody, there have been people that have been following us who have been trading on the predicted market. That's where you can in the United States. They have limits on how much you can bet. But people have been doing it and making money every single time they've been watching the debate coverage between Owen's predictions and my own. So in the UK, we have fans in the UK, fans in Australia, fans around the world. They can actually also bet on the Betfair trading markets and where Paul is in the UK and so forth. And those current markets are currently listing Elizabeth Warren as a 34% favorite to win. That's what she's trading at in the markets. My advice is to short her. She's going to drop over the next 10 days is our prediction. We believe Bernie is trading at about 12%. We believe he will go up over the next 10 days. And Julian Castro is trading at about half of 1%. We expect him to rise because the debate's going to be in Houston. There's a Univision co-component of this. They actually put out a poll related to this that was promoting issues related to various immigration-related issues, which is Castro's calling card. So we anticipate him doing well. So that's we anticipate Andrew Yang surprising people and being the upset winner of the Drudge poll and the upset winner of the Google search engines tonight. The general predictions are Bernie or Biden or Warren or Harris or Buttigieg. I guess it's Buttigieg. I keep forgetting how to pronounce his name. He's the useless mayor of South Bend. So, take it as you will. But we think Yang will be probably the best person. It'll be the surprise winner, the underdog bet. That's a good live dog.
You were able to predict Tulsi Gabbard before. You were able to predict what the polls would show. There's a whole bunch of – what were all those predictions? Because I remember it was just uncanny.
So, previously we had predicted Gabbard, Yang, and Marianne Williamson in various debates, winning the Google search engines, winning the Drudge polls. They did. We forecast in the first debate, we forecast Herron coming up. Harris going up and Biden going down. That happened. After the second round of debates, we predicted Harris going down and Bernie going up. That's exactly what happened. So no matter which bet you took, the Google search debate, the Drudge poll debate, the who was going to go up in the betting markets, who was going to go down in the betting markets, we predicted Gabbard would rise in the betting markets after each debate. She did. People made a 50% profit in one night if they made that bet. So so it's been a very profitable enterprise, those who have watched us discuss and forecast what was going to happen in the debates. The big news tonight is, can Kamala Harris bounce back, or is she done for good? Because if she doesn't come out swinging and make another big hit like she did in the first debate, she may be DOA. And can Joe Biden at least pretend he's senile for one night?
Absolutely. Can he hide the senility, the senile dribbling and faux pas and foot in the mouth and the rest of the train wrecks that are Joe Biden? We'll talk more about this straight ahead and then get into this claim that there's white terrorists everywhere. We'll break it all down on the other side. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption, despite the globe.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We have a problem. The Democrats and their Chi-Com funders are trying to literally turn Texas into blue, and they're so close to doing it. Don't be arrogant like they were in California. There's a culture war. You got live coverage that's going on right now with Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. He is not just him to the horn. He is recognized as the most successful political better out there, and he's handicapping this politically for everybody right now. We're going to go back to him in a moment. Then I'm going to hit, again, the attempted race war the globalists are starting. But I need to explain something because I keep remembering this. I need to explain to listeners. I need to, I guess, write this up into a print out of this because I'm the guy that comes up with the sales and the ideas around here, for better or worse. We've got a bunch of stuff at 50% off right now. We have Ultra 12 that is the strongest, highest quality B12 you're going to find anywhere, twice as strong as Secret 12. That's why we upgraded it and named it Ultra 12 for a base of energy and focus in your body, take it under the tongue, you get a lot better absorption, or put it right in water. There's no sweetener in this. It has a sweetness no one's ever tasted. It's got a red color like no other red you've ever seen. This is the same stuff that people inject into their fat you get as a prescription from a doctor. I'm not saying do that. That's not its use. Don't do it. But this is the highest quality B12 you're going to get out there. I have a prescription for B12. It's even more absorbable when you inject it, but that's the type that I obviously inject. When I forget to do it into my fat, you know, once a week or so on my stomach, I really feel it because it's especially Northern Europeans in the genetics are missing some of the genes in their mitochondria to be able to absorb energy into them. I have 100% mitochondrial operation. Very rare. I'm a mutant. I've had two tests. Once I had it once, they said, we got to do this again at a big lab here in Austin. They had another lab do it there. It's very rare. But my grandpa had like one of the rarest types of blood. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I'm a mutant. That Northern Europeans are. I mean, we're all mutants at one level or not. But Ultra 12, B12 and this complex that it's in for absorption is something Northern Europeans particularly need, but everybody needs it. Ultra 12, 50% off. Body, 50% off. We've got Supernal Vitality, 50% off with a free bottle of Ultimate Female Force. It's just amazing. We're mainly a male audience, but women, you really should get it. So men, get this for yourself and give it to your wife or girlfriend. Believe me. You'll thank yourself and you'll thank me and you're funding the InfoWar. So enough about that. There's a bunch of other stuff at 50% off right now. Brain Force Plus with the Chill Force. That's a new product. Those are together 50% off when you get them. A lot of their specials. All right, Barnes, continuing with Biden. Biden warned to share the stage for the first time at U.S. Democratic presidential debate. All eyes are on that.
So, yeah, so there's my forecast is that Biden will go after Warren. Biden has been bitter ever since Harris took after him. That bitterness has risen and intensified over the several months since then as the media has taken various pot shots at him, made fun of some of his senility, made fun of his verbal twist and gaffes, made fun of his doubted and questioned his electability, and particularly challenged and contested his entire legacy in the new wokeness era. And the consequence of that is going to be that Biden, we saw it and we predicted it before the last debate. We said he's going to start attacking people. Remember, he went after Booker on something that was like 6 years old that had marginal relevance, but it was just him. He went after de Blasio at the very end. So he was going after people with marginal roles, marginal places in the debate structure, just to send a message that if people attacked him, he was going to start attacking everybody and exposing all of their weaknesses. And one of the recent polling surveys out of the Atlantic has shown that was done by a leftist group, showed that Democratic voters are obsessed with electability because they recognize Trump's strength. And they're so scared of Trump's strength, they want someone who can beat him. And the number one thing they're worried about is whether that person will come across as having character. So that's why Biden is attacking specifically on issues of character and integrity and identity. And so look for him to attack Elizabeth Warren tonight and raise what she's been trying to hide, which is her long involvement as a corporate lawyer in the bankruptcy arena, helping people scavenge and savagely attack various assets of domestic corporations.
She's Mitt Romney.
Exactly. She's Mitt Romney. Times two. She helped deny breast implant victims that where they actually suffered various diseases and cancer and other problems related to it to various production and design makers who then went into bankruptcy. She helped protect them from having to pay what they were due to pay under various settlements and judgments. She helped various companies take apart small businesses and destroy them. She helped big Wall Street and corporate America basically devalue and demolish large parts of industrial America, deny pension benefits, deny workers benefits, deny victims of fraud, deny victims of medical devices that caused harm, severe harm in many instances, severe harm specifically to women in particular instances. So it goes right to the core of everything she claims she's against. Claims she's against Wall Street, claims she's against corporate fraud, claims she's against corporate power, claims she's against institutional control, was bragging yesterday about CNBC saying Wall Street doesn't want her as a president. And so I think Biden will go right to the heart of that, go right to attack the core of her credibility and character.
And by the way, he's warned them, and I don't like Biden, but I mean, they're even worse than him in many cases. He's warned them. He said, listen, honey, and listen, kid, I can tear the hell out of you guys if I want. And he can. He can go after Harris, you know, and her whole background, like viciously locking blacks up and triple the time like Hillary did. Of course, he was involved in that, too. He can go after her and her, you know, great grandpa being the militia that killed all the Native Americans in Oklahoma. I mean, That's what the left is. They tell you what you want to hear, that they're your advocate. But if they're black, their advocacy is to enslave you. And that's why they look like you. They've been hired to do it. With Warren, she loves Native Americans. It's all lies. She loves women. Yeah, she loves to, you know, have breast implant deals with the breast implants are killing women. She makes sure you don't get the money. She's a corporate raider. It's why the system loves her. Oh, she's going to stop big tech censorship by giving them legislation to protect them and let them censor. Everything you hear from her is the opposite. She is a psychotic weasel. She is a sociopath, bare minimum, who goes, oh, I'm going to have a beer. Want a beer? No, honey, don't drink beer. Oh, here, I'm here drinking beer. She's like an alien pretending she's human.
Oh, no doubt about it. Very fake at the very core. And that's what he's going to be attacking. So even though he'll be talking about corporate issues and other lawyer issues, she even put out a report where she tried to disguise. She tried to pretend that she helped victims of breast implants get money when she was out to deny, when she was getting paid to keep them from getting
paid. And again, it turns out people from Texas and Oklahoma, almost everyone who had family that came here, anywhere from the 1820s to the 19, I mean, most people, women tended to die on the frontier.
Right.
And so, you know, both sides of my family, people married, their second wife was Native American.
Right.
And there actually wasn't as discriminatory as you hear in all the media. It's all depending on what tribe you were in, and the Natives were always trying to get you to attack the other tribe, and it was all this going back and forth. But Comanche, you know, all those groups. And again, for her to basically have zero Native American and be from Oklahoma, I mean, that must have meant they were really, really didn't like the, quote, Redskins. I mean, because almost everybody in Oklahoma is part Native American.
Her ancestors got awards for their devastating, vicious, violent assaults and attacks on various.
My great-grandmother was named, her first name was Moon, right? And she was almost completely Native American.
Right.
Now, my dad's, you know, grandfather married her and loved her. So, and my dad went to Native events. He didn't want to brag about it. My dad's been there with her, the real deal. Not like you go to some fake Indian reservation and buy plastic tomahawks and some, you know, some Mexicans dance around a fire in front of you.
Right.
But again, I never even play that card.
Right. Well, Indian law professor at Wisconsin, first thing he taught me was, he said the number one thing Native Americans have to watch out for is Indian-loving liberals. He goes, they're the most dangerous of them all. He said they'll come dancing across your, you know, if they want to discover what my father thinks, his longtime Native American father, believes is 100% Native American of his tribe, thinks about property rights and gun rights, they can just sort of, and thinks he's just sort of, you know, dancing to the sky. Why don't you just cross his lawn late at night and you'll find out what he thinks about both property rights and gun rights. So the idea here, she comes from an Indian hating community, an Indian hating family, and yet she was pretending to be Native American.
It's just perfect chameleon garbage.
Absolutely. Just like she says, I'm deeply anti-corporate, yet she spent her life as a corporate lawyer in bankruptcy denying ordinary people benefits. She says she hates banks. Bankruptcy court is mainly designed so that banks win before everyone else, and that's who she helped win.
Well, I'll just be honest. I've looked, because my family's in the history books. We slaughtered tons of Native Americans. By the way, with Native Americans right beside us demanding we do it. I mean, you study what really went on. It was just, it was constant war with everybody.
And the most peace-oriented tribes got wiped out mostly by other more hostile tribes.
Yeah.
That's just a long history. That's why there's more Sioux around and Seminole around.
And Comanche. My bloodline's the most vicious group there was.
The only group that really survived from a Native American tribal perspective that was not that violent was the Cherokee. And that's because they had such a large swath of
land. And they had political power. I mean, they knew how to actually.
They developed language. They developed democracy. They were ahead of the curve across the board. They were one of the most enlightened men.
They were able to make better deals with the white man.
Absolutely. They were. John Ross, John Ross's home is right near my old, about 2 minutes from my hometown and where my home was in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
It's amazing. They got Oklahoma with Quanah Parker and all that stuff.
Exactly. Great, great history. Elizabeth Warren was not part of the great part of that history. And yet she's lying about it. Why? Just the same reason she's lying about being a corporate lawyer, a bank lawyer, a Wall Street.
Well, it's amazing. You can go to family cemeteries we've got. Most of the land isn't ours anymore, but they let us go on these ranches and stuff. And like a third of the tombstones are killed by Indians.
Yeah.
I mean, this was not, you know, this was not like people playing patty cat here.
No.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side. We're going to get into them trying to start a race war. Stay with us.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.